Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 6 minutes, so we're going to light this candle and dive into it. A texter mentioned that the all-time touchdown pass record in single season for Nebraska is 26, Zach Taylor. Too soon to throw that out there for Dylan Riley? I feel like that's a year away. I do feel like he can do it. But I don't feel like it should be a goal. What say you?
Yeah, I don't know necessarily about a goal, but it is. I mean, count when you're talking about being in that conversation. You look at the other names that are in there. Joe Gans had 25. Taylor Martinez, Tanner Lee even had 23. Tommy Armstrong was right there at 22. So, you know, kind of being in that discussion, I think, is more the goal.
Taylor Martinez at 25.
Yeah.
All right, my man. Andy Jurassic was the one who verbally assaulted you along the text line, so I highly support that. Thank you. Shout out to Andy, who you finally got the chance to meet the other day at the football camp. So now, apparently, Colorado's AD wants us to take time out of our lives to grace them with our presence each and every season in a game. Is this correct?
Yeah. Rick George, the athletic director at Big 12 Media Day, said we would love to play them. We'd love to play them every year because I think it's good for the game. I think it's good for the rivalry that Coach McCartney and Tom Osborne started years ago.
Well, I don't know that Osborne started it. It was McCartney who declared war on Nebraska. Can't even wear red in the building to this day because of McCartney. Now, if I'm McCartney, I'm doing the same freaking thing. I'm trying to take down the big dog. I get it. From our perspective, I just see it a little bit differently. All right. Yes or no? Colorado every year. Jake? Text line, let us know. Yes or no? Should we play Colorado each and every year? Let us know on the text line.
It's so interesting because Colorado now is unique and interesting with Deion Sanders. But before they hired him, you could have played them for the last 20 years and it wouldn't have been unique and interesting. It would have, I mean, they were a terrible program. So, you know, outside of maybe 1 or 2 years there. So it's kind of interesting to put it there. I mean, if you just asked me, would it be the first one I'd pick? I'd probably pick Oklahoma. But if Oklahoma's off the table, and play year in and year out, I'd pick maybe Colorado. But then you kind of go back to Nebraska canceling the Tennessee series. It feels like it's less of a goal for Nebraska to have an annual matchup that out of conference against somebody that's going to be as good or as high standing as Colorado.
You took the words right out of my mouth. They're interesting right now because of Deion. And yes, there's a bit of a rivalry over the years there, but we're not looking clearly. Troy Dannon is not looking for tough non-conference opponents. And whether Colorado's any good or not in a particular year, let's say 5 years from now, Deion's gone and they're back to 4-8, 3-9. It's still going to be a hard game for us, even though we're not going to get credit for it because it's Colorado. I'll be honest with you. I don't know why Colorado plays Colorado State. What's the benefit to Colorado in that? And they do every year, and it's a big deal to Colorado State.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
For me, nah, I'm good. Let's either rotate different tough non-conference games every year, or let's link up with Oklahoma. They're probably not going to want to do that. So probably the Troy Dannon and Matt Rhule approach of let's not get too crazy in the non-conference. Let's get ready for conference play and hopefully some CFP matchups. What do the folks on the text line have to say there?
Yeah, let's see. Scott in Minnesota says Colorado's no more exciting to him than Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma State. Or so maybe would rather just jump around some of the former Big Eight teams.
Pause. I know you got more. What if we just rotated old Big Eight opponents? What do you think of that?
I would love it.
I'm down with it.
Yeah, be absolutely in for that. Bill and Bennett says, screw the Buffs. So I don't know if that means he doesn't want to play them or he hates them so much that he'd like to play them.
That's actually a good point. I don't know, because initially I'd be like, he doesn't want to play them, but maybe he wants to play them. He just hates them, but I don't know. A little confusing.
0739 says, absolutely, yes, our biggest hated rival. Augie says, bleep, yeah. Yeah, and then someone would like to say, yes, we play them. Old Dad says, so we play Dion every year. Chubby Rhino says, absolutely. Eric says, no, bleep Colorado. So we got the answer there. And Isaac says, yes. So majority yes, but there's some no's in there as well.
What if we knew Dion was going to be there for like the next decade? Would that change your answer?
I mean, for entertainment purposes, I'd be down to do it every year. I'd love to do it even without Dion, but especially with Dion, absolutely. I feel like we know the way that the athletic department is looking the opposite way. So when Colorado's AD says it, I don't think our athletic department's on that same thought process. So for me, I'd say yes. I'd play him every year.
If Dion was there, I'd say yes. And we know it's not going to happen. But if Dion was there, I'd say yes. If he's not there, I still say no. I'm good. I'd rather rotate tough non-conference opponents. To your point, doesn't seem like we want to do that. I do think if we could get Oklahoma to buy in, which they didn't even want to buy into playing us every single year in the Big 12. They're the reason. We wanted to play them every year. They're the reason that we didn't play every year. So I don't think that that's going to happen either. All right. Any final thoughts before we get out of here today, Jake?
Well, no, just going back to Oklahoma. It's amazing because the Athletic ranked that as the sixth best rivalry in college football, and they haven't played year in, year out since 1996, right? So that is amazing to me. But yeah, I mean, the thing about Oklahoma is always feeling like kind of like second fiddle rival because Texas is there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of taken over. So I don't know that. Even going back on my Colorado statement, now that you kind of more have talked me into it, I think I would rather rotate. Like, it's a good rivalry. Maybe if both teams were, like, top 10 year in and year out, it'd be exciting. But, yeah, kind of the newness or what we saw when the not-in-the-conference matchups reappearing would dissipate a little bit if it was year to year.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fun show. It went off the rails, thanks to Jake, but we brought it back on thanks to the texters. Hopefully you had some fun. Have a glorious weekend. Go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bow.